This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's special legislative session is over. Lucas Brady Woods reports.
House Democrats introduced a resolution condemning former Republican Representative Ryan Armagost for taking a surreptitious photo of a female lawmaker earlier this year. Debate over the measure led to a tense exchange between Democratic and Republican leadership, but the resolution ultimately passed with near unanimous support. Democrats also passed bills to close most of the nearly $800 million budget gap created by federal tax changes. To make up the rest, the governor's office will propose spending cuts that will go into effect next month.
Lucas Brady Woods with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. There's more on the investigation into the mortuary owned by the Pueblo County Coroner. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin reports 24 bodies were removed from Davis Mortuary.
Investigators also removed myriad containers of human bones and other tissue they believe are likely human. They don't know how many people's remains may be in the containers. The coroners from El Paso and Fremont counties will work on identifying the remains, which could take months. They're also taking on the regular responsibilities of the coroner. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
South Metro Fire Rescue is asking voters for more money on November's ballot. CPR's Haley May reports.
South Metro serves parts of Arapahoe, Douglas, and Jefferson counties. It projects a $50 million annual budget shortfall over the next decade. To get that money, it's proposing a mill levy increase on the November ballot. That move would change the rate used to calculate property taxes in the area. So if approved, the owner of a $500,000 home, for example, would see an increase in their annual property tax of about $100. 82% of fire departments surveyed don't expect to have adequate funding over the next 2 years. Haley May, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.